It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. Oh, it shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. Oh, it shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. Hey, it shall be permanent. Oh, it shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. Hey, it shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanksgiving for this day that, Lord, you have given unto us. Oh, Father, we adore you. We worship you. We exalt you, our Lord, our Savior, our King, for this day that you have granted unto us. Oh, Father, we are glad to be in your presence. We are glad to be here in the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to thank God this evening, this morning. I want you to begin to bless him for who he is. Is in the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of the Lord this morning as we worship him. Father, we bless you. We worship you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for enabling us to see this day in the name of Jesus. May your name be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We worship you. We give you praise. We give you honor. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father, we have gathered to worship you. We have gathered to lift up your name. We have gathered to honor you this morning, mighty Father. We say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. Oh, it shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. Biro bedo mundi sore. Biro bedo mundi sore. Gima Yesu timona. Biro bedo mundi sore. It shall be permanent. Oh, it shall be permanent. Oh, what the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. Hey, it shall be permanent. Hey, it shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. Hallelujah. What is it that the Lord has done for you this morning? Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Indeed, it shall be permanent. Hallelujah. What the Lord has done for us, praise be to God, it shall be established forever in the name of Jesus. What the Father has done in our lives, in our community, in our church, it shall be permanent in the name of Jesus. Whatever the devil like it or not, in Jesus' name, I greet you all again this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I say welcome all of you to RTD Church International Morning Devotion, a place where we come to encounter God and worship God as we lift up our voices to our Maker, as we lift up our voices to the King of Glory. He's the one that deserves your worship. Hallelujah. He longs to hear your voice in the morning. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want you to take this morning devotions very, very serious. Praise be to Jesus. Because this is the time that we come to encounter God. The Bible said that Peter and the rest rose up early in the morning at the hour of prayer. Praise be to God. So as believers, we have to make a commitment to come to the house of God, to worship God at the hour of prayer. Hallelujah. This is the hour of prayer. This is the hour of encounter. This is the hour where we have come to hear from God. This is the hour where we have come to get direction, to get empowerment, to face the day. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. The Bible says, commit thy plans unto the Lord and they will establish your ways. Praise be to Jesus. We have come here to commit this day before the Lord, to commit every activities, every plan that we have concerning this day in the able hand of God. And I want you to open your mouth and just begin to commit the day in the hands of God. Commit the plans that we have in the hands of God, that the Lord will go ahead of us this morning in the name of Jesus, that the presence of God, hallelujah, the presence of God, as it is written, that the presence of God went ahead of them. Praise be to Jesus, hallelujah, that the presence of God will go ahead of us this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you again. We bless you as we surrender this day in the able hand of God. We pray that this morning, let thy presence go ahead of your servant, that arise, let thy enemies be scattered, let them flee away from thy presence in the name of Jesus. We command this day to fulfill the will and the purposes of heaven concerning our lives in the name of Jesus. And we scatter and we dismantle and we destroy every wicked plan and agenda of darkness concerning this day. Any wicked plan to kill, to steal, to destroy, we scatter by fire, by the blood of Jesus. We saturate this day by the precious blood of the Lamb. We speak victory upon this day. We speak favor. We speak mercy in the name of Jesus. We speak open doors. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that Father, may you favor us, oh Father. May this day be a blessing to our lives in the name of Jesus. May this day be a day of a divine increase. May this day be a day of divine encounter. May this day be a day of fulfillment in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May this day be a day of our answered prayers in the name of Jesus, that whatever we are seeking you for, mighty Father, may we find it upon this day in the name of Jesus. May doors be unlocked upon this day. May we find our blessings in the name of Jesus. We pray that this morning, mighty Father, allow it be thy name, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O Father. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, O Lord, even as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, and deliver us, O Father, from the evil one, from the wicked one. May you set us free from every traps of the devil in the name of Jesus, as we hide ourselves under the precious blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. Today we are on Psalms. Hallelujah. We are going to go quickly to the book of Psalms. We are on Psalms chapter 66. Praise be to Jesus. We are going to get encouraged this morning from the book of Psalms chapter 66 in Jesus' name.
A psalm. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds! So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Selah. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land, they passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living, and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me.
Hallelujah. Praise and glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's a really, really mighty word of God from the book of Psalm 66. Praise be to Jesus. We are just going to go through it right quickly, and I pray that the word is going to bless us this morning in a mighty way. Hallelujah. This is the book of Psalms, Hallelujah. And we are going to read it. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Praise be to Jesus. It is only the Lord that deserves the worship of everyone. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Shout to joy all the earth. Not just a part of a nation. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Not just one nation. Not just one tribe. Not just one community. But all of us, we are called to shout for joy to God. Hallelujah. To worship the divine God. To sing the glory due to his name. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. All the earth are called to worship God. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of God is so great that it makes enemies to bow. Praise be to God. It makes devils to bow. It makes witches to bow. Do you know when the power of God descend, the devil has to give up? When the power of God descend, the prisoners are loosened from their prison. When the power of God descend, the devil has no say. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Powers of darkness come cringing. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we serve a fiery God. The Bible said that demons cried out. Hallelujah. When Jesus appeared. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because the God we serve is a fiery God. And we are a fiery brand of God. We are a fiery brand. We are a fiery sons and daughters in the kingdom. Hallelujah. The same fire that Jesus carried, we are carrying it today by the grace of God. Not by the working of our own might, but the grace, by the provision of the grace, we are able to test this power, this heavenly power that makes the enemies cringe before God. This heavenly power that makes kings to bow before God. This heavenly power that makes sicknesses and diseases to bow before God. Praise be unto the living God. The God we serve is so great. His power is the So say to God, how awesome are your deeds? So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name. all the earth worship you and sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name. I can assure you the whole earth is worshiping God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Different nations are worshiping God. They are gathering to worship the living God, to lift up the living God in the name of Jesus. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds towards the children of man. You are out there, you are wondering about the plans of God. You are wondering why people go to church. You are wondering why we are having a service like this. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people think that it is a waste of time. We are not wasting time. We are vessels that have tested and seen that God is good. We are vessels that have experienced the grace of Jesus Christ. We are vessels that have experienced the mercies of God. We are here because of his mercy. We are here because of his loving kindness that drew us to the plan of salvation. We are here because we have seen God in our lives. We have seen what he is capable of doing. Hallelujah. We have been drawn by his love. Praise be to Jesus. In loving kindness have I drawn you. Praise be to Jesus. The love of God has drawn us to a place where we have found shelter and refuge. We have found joy and fulfillment in the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So you deserve to come and see. You deserve to come. Hallelujah. Come aboard. Come ashore. Come to this other side. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You have been living out of the will of God. You are not born again. I adjure you, come this side. Hallelujah. Come to the rivers of life. Come to the bread of life, who is Jesus Christ. Come to the way maker. Hallelujah. Come to the Rabbi. Come to the teacher. Praise be to Jesus. He will teach you the way you should go. Praise be to Jesus. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds towards the children of man. The Bible said the Lord is awesome in his deeds towards the children of man. God has plans for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to lift you. He wants to use you. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says he's awesome in his deeds towards the children of man. He turned the sea into the dry land. That place where there was no possibility, God created a possibility. That place where men had given up on you because you are an alcoholic man, you are a drug addict, the community gave up on you, the government gave up on you, but God has not given up on you. God can turn your life around. God can deliver you from that addiction. Praise be to God. God can deliver you from that sickness. Praise be to Jesus. But you have to come. You have to trust on him. You have to believe in him. You have to believe in his word. You have to believe in what he is capable of doing, because awesome are his deeds towards man. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. He turned the sea into the dry ground. They passed through the river on foot. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you imagine going through the river on foot? It takes a miracle. It takes great power of God for the rivers to separate, that a man can walk through the river on dry foot. Praise be to Jesus. The way they crossed River Jordan, hallelujah, the Bible said that the waters parted and they walked in between. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. In other words, God will make a way where there is no way. God will create opportunity where there is no opportunity. Praise be to Jesus. And this is the God we serve today. Praise be to God. He knows where to create the way. Even when everything has been blocked in your life, God will find a way for you in the name of Jesus. He will not leave you as an orphan. He will make a way for you. He will make a way to bless you. He will make a way to lift you. He will make a way to remove you from that dungeon, to remove you from that addiction, to remove you from that lifestyle that doesn't glorify him. Hallelujah. To remove you from that demonic entanglement in the name of Jesus and set you free. Praise be to God. And make you a living testimony of what is capable of doing, that through you many souls shall be led to his kingdom and come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord and our Savior. In the name of Jesus, there did we rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. You know, when we see the workings of God, we rejoice. Praise be to God. When I see the Lord healing the sick, even if it is not to me, I rejoice. Praise be to God. Every time we see the workings of God, we rejoice. We celebrate. We praise God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We give thanksgiving when we see the Lord healing the sick, the Lord opening the blind eyes, the Lord healing cancer, the Lord healing HIV AIDS. We celebrate the workings of God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Bless our God, O people. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet sleep. Praise be to God. You are hearing me today because the Lord has kept your soul among the living. You haven't gone to be with the Lord because of his precious grace. Hallelujah. You have had the opportunity to hear the gospel, to hear the word of God because of his mercy. God has kept you here for a reason. God has led you to hear this teaching for a reason. Praise be to God. Because he wants you to turn your life around. He wants you to come into his kingdom. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. He wants you to come to his kingdom. That's why he has kept your feet from slipping. He has kept your soul in salvation. For those that are born again, he has kept you in the church. He has kept you in his presence. Praise be to God, by his mercy. Hallelujah. It is the Lord that guide our hearts. It is the Lord that help us to stand. Praise be to Jesus. Is the Lord. The Bible says the word of the Lord is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Praise be to God. Is the Lord that guide us. Is the Lord that let our feet not to sleep. In the name of Jesus. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. Praise be to Jesus. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Many, 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 many are the test. Many, many, many are the test of the righteous. Hallelujah. But the Lord deliver him from all. No matter what you go through, the Lord will bring you out to a place of abundance. No matter the suffering, no matter the kills you have gone through, no matter the rejection you have gone through, no matter the lack you have gone through, praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Lord will bring us to a place of abundance. Hallelujah. I know we have been in a place of scarcity, but the Lord is bringing us to a place of victory. The Lord is bringing us to a place of abundance. Hallelujah. Because after the test, there is abundance. Praise be to Jesus. But we have to hold up. When you go through that test, you have to hold up. Don't give up on your salvation. Don't give up on your walk with the Lord because things are hard. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold on to your salvation. Hold on to your salvation because he promised to be with you. When you go through the fire, he will be with you. When you go through many waters, he will be there. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And they will bring you out to a place of abundance. I don't know about you, but I want to be in that place. I want to be in that place where lack will not be there. I want to be in that place of victory. I want to be in that place where my life will be a blessing to other people. Praise be to Jesus. I want to be in that place where I won't be worrying about rent and little things, because God has brought me to a place of abundance in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Then it says, I will come into your house with burnt offering. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. Praise be to Jesus. Do you know there are moments when we are in trouble, we make a lot of promises to God. And when our trouble is fixed, we forget about the promises we make to God. Hallelujah. You know, our commitment to God cannot end when our problems are solved. Praise be to Jesus. There are people that their commitment to God, especially commitment to service, come to an end. Or commitment to devotion come to an end the moment their problem is solved. Hallelujah. There are people that they are just coming to church to fix problems. They are coming to church to fix their psychological problem, their marital problem, their job opportunity problem. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And once their problem is solved, you don't see them in the courts of the Lord. You don't see them in the house of God. They no longer attend church service. Hallelujah. Since the day they got the job, they stopped coming to church. They stopped fellowshipping. Since the day they got married, they don't see the need of coming to church anymore. We have to make our commitment to God. Hallelujah. You know, this commitment is for a lifetime. Praise be to God. We cannot say that we are only seeking God for because of our problem. We are seeking God because He is our sovereign ruler. We are seeking God because we cannot do without him. We are seeking God because he's the bread of life. His bread keeps us alive, and that's why we cannot forsake the fellowship of believers. We cannot forsake that fellowship, because it is within that fellowship where we break the bread and eat the holy communion that reminds us of our devotion, of our commitment to service and the kingdom of God, and there we are preserved. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people that have gotten out of worship. They have gotten out of commitment. They have gotten out of devotion to the church of God and have landed themselves into a lot of trouble. Praise be to God. No matter your success should not oversee your commitment and your devotion. Praise be to God. Yes, you can be successful in your business. You can be successful in your career. But don't forget your commitment and devotion to the house of God. Do you know even your presence in the church, hallelujah, is a sign of devotion, because you set that time aside just to come to worship God, just to come to stand before the Lord, just to come to say, Lord, I am here. Yeah, because you kept me throughout the week. You kept me throughout the day. You gave me an opportunity to worship you. And I've come here to say thank you. I have come here to say thank you for the job. Thank you for the family. Thank you for my marriage. Thank you for provision. Thank you for enabling my soul to live among the living. Praise be to Jesus. So every time we come before the Lord is a reminder of our commitment, is a reminder of our devotion. Every time we give our sacrifice, every time we give our offering, our tithes to the Lord, is a reminder of our commitment, because we want to see the kingdom of God prosper. We want to see souls of men being saved through our effort. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't forget your commitment and to the workings of God. Don't forget your commitment to the service of God. No matter what you go through, hallelujah, no matter your achievement, no matter your answered prayer, praise be to God. Continue to be fervent in your commitment to the Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come and hear all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The psalmist is challenging us that come and hear, all you fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. What has God done for your soul? Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. What has God done for your soul? Has he saved your soul? Hallelujah. Have you surrendered your soul to the Lord? Have you surrendered your soul, your mind, to be governed with the will, with the mandate of heaven? Have you surrendered Masheria da Bahanda Zeke Perena Meterina Mahanto Zabananta Zika Baganata? It reaches a time where you have to surrender your soul to God. You have to surrender your living being to God and allow the workings of the Holy Spirit and allow the workings of the cross to bring that kind of transformation in your life that people around you, they will be able to see that indeed, so and so has been touched with the Lord. So and so is no longer the person we used to know. Praise be to Jesus. This is a new creation. Hallelujah. This is a new being. Hallelujah. The way he talks has changed. The way he does things has changed. The way he smiles has changed. The joy of the Lord that has entered him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There are things that God will do in you that will manifest in the physical, that will become a living testimony that you can call on other people to come and witness what Jesus has done in your life. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Salvation is not an hidden matter. You know, when you are born again, it manifests. When you are born again, you want to testify. You want to tell people, come and see what the Lord has done on my soul. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You cannot be born again and be quiet. Praise be to Jesus. Because there is oceans of life that will be bumbling within you. Hallelujah. You have to speak about God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is inside your heart. Jesus is inside your being. When you open your mouth, you want to praise him. When you open your mouth, you want to worship him. When you open your mouth, you want to cry out to him. You want to let everybody know the goodness of God. You want everybody know what Jesus has done in your life, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then he says, if I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. This is one of the scriptures. I heard it in one revival meeting from the late apostle Ari Das in Nyayo Stadium, Kenya. He mentioned this scripture, and I have never forgotten it up to date, that if I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would have not listened to my prayer. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the reasons why God is not listening to our prayers, because we have cherished iniquity in our heart. Praise be to God. There is sin in your heart, but you entertain it. There is jealousy in your heart, but you entertain it. There is pride in your heart, but you entertain it. There is lust in your heart, but you entertain it. There is seduction in your heart, but you entertain it. There is lies in your heart, but you entertain it. There is gossip in your heart, but you entertain it. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. It is dangerous to cherish sin. When you realize you deal with a sin matter, repent quickly and wipe it out of your mouth, out of your heart. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do not cherish wrongdoing. Praise be to God. Do not cherish sin in your heart. Because if you cherish sin in your heart, the Lord will not listen to your prayer. Praise be to God. There are people that are praying right now, but they are also planning on bringing their brother down. They are planning on stealing somebody's property. Praise be to God. They are planning. They are still on the planning level. Praise be to God. They are planning, how can we bring this pastor down? They are planning, how can I cause that lady to lose her virginity? They are planning, how can I break that family? How can I break that marriage? They are planning, how can I attack that young girl? Can you imagine? These things are all going in your heart. Praise be to God. You are planning on how you are going to visit that witch in the village. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You are cherishing sin in your heart. But at the same time, you go to church. Praise be to Jesus. You go to church and you pray. And you wonder why God is not answering your prayers. Because you have cherished sin in your heart. Hallelujah. You have allowed your heart become a football pitch of sin. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. It is very dangerous. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. God is looking for men and women who are gaining, who are true to Him. Praise be to God. Who are willing to sincerely repent and sincerely circumcise their heart unto Him. Praise be to God. And allow the working of the Spirit to take over them. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know there are people... I come from Kenya and I've witnessed this. Praise be to Jesus. There are people, just because you belong to another tribe, they just hate you. Just because you are a Luo and they are Kikuyu, they just hate you. Even in the church, you will hear people fighting that, oh, I can't allow my son marry a Kikuyu. I can't allow my son marry a Kalenjin. I can't allow my daughter marry this person from this tribe. You are cherishing iniquity. Praise be to Jesus. All of us, we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. Hallelujah. We are purchased with the same blood. Praise be to Jesus. There is no Jew in our midst. There is no Jew, what tribe. There is no what tribe. Praise be to God. We are all children of God. So you have to guard your heart. Guard your heart. Praise be to Jesus. Don't call other people funny names. Praise be to Jesus. Don't cherish iniquity in your heart. Praise be to God. Allow the Lord deal with your hypocrisy. Allow the Lord deal with your anger. Allow the Lord deal with your hypothetical ideas. Praise be to Jesus. Hypothetical negative ideas. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because all these things are going on in the heart. They are going on in the heart. Wrong attitude, negative attitude. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't cherish iniquity in your heart. Then the Lord will listen to your prayer. The Lord will listen to your prayer, because there is no iniquity in your heart. Praise be to Jesus. You are pure. The Bible says the pure in heart will see God. In the name of Jesus. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because He has not rejected my prayer or removed His steadfast love from me. Blessed be God, because He has not rejected my prayer, because I made my heart right with God. So if you want the Lord not to reject your prayer, you have to make it right with God. Make it right with God. If you haven't made it right with God, make it right with God today. Tomorrow may be too late to make it right. Praise be to Jesus. Make it right with God today, not tomorrow. Praise be to God. Today is the day of your deliverance. Today is the day of your breakthrough. Today is the day of your salvation. Praise be to Jesus. So you are out there, you have listened to this message, you are listening to me right now, you are looking at me right now. You are not born again. You have cherished iniquity. There's something in your heart that you know very well is not right. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to repent and turn your life to Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will answer your prayer. The Lord will answer. He knows your needs. Praise be to God. But He cares more concerning your soul. The Lord cares more concerning your eternity than your needs. Praise be to God. You can go to heaven sick. Praise be to Jesus. But you cannot go to heaven with sin. Praise be to God. So the sin matter is to be dealt with here on earth. Praise be to God. Once you are dead, it is judgment. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There will not be any room of repentance after you die. There's a lot of people dying today. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And nobody knows the day or the hour they will go. Praise be to God. So this is the time that you need to prepare your heart and make your heart right with God. So if you know that your heart is not right with God, I want to take this opportunity to lead you through a prayer of repentance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That is the best thing that you can ever do, is to give your life to Jesus. The best thing that you can ever do is to make it right with your Maker. Just tell Him, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you as a sinner in need of your mercy. Lord, today, forgive me of my sins and of my transgressions. Forgive me, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Wipe away my sins and my transgression. Today I receive Jesus as my Lord and the Savior of my life. I believe in Him that He died for my sin, and on the third day He resurrected and now sit at the right hand of the Father. Lord, today I pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit to enable me to walk with you, that through me many souls shall be led to thy righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. If you have made that prayer from the bottom of your heart and you mean it, praise be to God. Please reach on to us, write on to us, comment on the video, send us a message, visit our website, praise be to God, for more details, praise be to Jesus. We want to celebrate with you. And Father, I pray and I commit all that have surrendered their lives unto you at this hour. I pray that the yoke of sin be broken away from their life. I pray for impartation of the Holy Spirit to come upon them. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that let them have a new beginning. May a portion of the Spirit be assigned to them to help them, to enable them overcome the challenges of this world. In the name of Jesus, that Father, give them a zeal and a passion for you and a passion for your work, a zeal of righteousness, a zeal of truth, oh Lord, a zeal for your word, that they will grow and be established in the courts of our God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I want us to begin to thank God overallly for the book of Psalm 66. I pray that you have gotten something out of this book that have enriched you, and pick it up, walk with it, hallelujah, put it into practice in the name of Jesus, and the Lord is going to bless us. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. We thank you for your graciousness. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for your majesty. We thank you because you are all-powerful God. We thank you because your power make your enemy me to cringe before you. And Father, we submit to this power. We submit to this authority in the name of Jesus. We submit to the power, the heavenly power, in the name of Jesus. May the heavenly power consume our lives. May the heavenly power lead our lives. May the heavenly power be the foundation of this ministry in the name of Jesus. Because Father, we want to be used for your glory. We want to be used to impact nations for your glory. We want to be used to bring souls of men under your feet. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for what you are doing in our midst. We thank you because you are expanding our courts. We are expanding our tents. We thank you because souls are being touched for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we lift up a praise before you. May the whole heart praise you. May they worship you. May they declare your majesty. Father, we declare your majesty upon this tent, upon the tent of restoration of the tent of David. Father, we lift you. We worship you. We praise you. May praise rise from this altar. May worship rise from this altar to honor you, Lord. To honor you, Lord, to bless your name forever. In the name of Jesus, may this altar give praises to you day and night. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, mighty God. As a people, we worship you. As a nation, we worship you. Abba shanderi baba babosha. Eperina mamashia nanandi. Epegenemanta marite sebinena. Eperina zabananta zabakanante. Eperina magnita sabananta zaganante. heart. We worship you this morning. We praise you, our Lord. We praise you, our Savior. We lift up your name. We glorify you for who you have in our lives, in our family, in our ministry. We give you praise. We worship you because you deserve our worship. You deserve our praises. And Father, this morning, may you purge us away from any iniquity. We don't want to cherish any sin in our heart, oh God. If there is anything, oh God, that have brought a separation between you and us, may you take it far away from us. May you purge us from any sin. May you purge us from pride. May you purge us from jealousy. May you purge us from immorality. May you purge us from anything that is not of thee. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we want to be children of light. We want to be children of love. In the name of Jesus, we want to be children of peace, that wherever we go, we shall spread the love of Jesus Christ. We shall spread the virtues of Jesus Christ. And Father, may you search our heart, O God, and look at anything that is not pleasing unto you and remove it. Remove it, O Father, if there is anything not pleasing unto you that we have cherished in our hearts, in our minds, may you take it away. Take it away. Take away anger. Take away bitterness. Take away unforgiveness. Take away. Take away, O Lord. Take away. Take away, Lord. Take away lustful thoughts. Take away, Lord. Take away, Lord. Take away anything that is not of thee. Take away, mighty Jesus. Take away. Take away. Take away. Take away. Make this be your prayers this morning, that Lord, if there is anything, if there is any unrighteous thing that I've hidden, that I've cherished in my heart, I repent, I remove it, I confess it, that Father, deal with it, take it away, let it not consume me, let it not destroy me, in the name of Jesus, because I want you to hear my prayer, I want you to hear my prayer. Do not reject my prayer, do not reject my plea for mercy, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we plead for mercy. We plead for favor. We plead for open doors. In the name of Jesus, we plead for your blessing that had riches and has no sorrow. May you answer us, O God. May you meet us at the places of our needs. In the name of Jesus, for we shall praise you in your cause. We shall not forget our vows when we were in need. We shall not forget your doings when we are in need. We shall remain grateful children of God. We shall remain grateful. We shall not forsake the assembly of believers. In the name of Jesus, we shall always come to your courts to worship you, to bless you, to lift you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we adore you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you honor. Father, we receive all thanksgiving this morning. Thank you, Lord. We bless you as we surrender before you. May you go ahead of us this day. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Thank you again for watching. May you have a blessed day in Christ Jesus. Shalom, shalom, shalom.